I wanted the ball in my hands with a minute left.
Touchdown! It's Rick Taylor!
A special performance by Brett Favre.
The countdown is on.
Welcome to the third installment of Countdown to Favre. Today we feature the number three game in Brett Favre's top five games. Mike, it is November the 12th, 1995. How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Just out of college?
Yeah.
And working where?
I'm working at the Wausau Daily Herald, actually, my first sports writing job out of graduate school. And the night before, the city desk editor walked over to my desk, dropped two tickets in front of me and said, "I can't go to the game. Have some fun."
So you're sitting in the stands.
I'm in the stands that day, yeah.
All right. And this is a game for first place.
First place in the division is on the line, yeah.
What'd you see?
Well, nobody knew that Brett Favre even had much of a chance to play. The reports during the week, depending on where what you heard or read, his ankle was as big as a volleyball. It was so swollen from the injury from the previous week. And this is a time where the streak isn't that big of a deal. We're only 3 or 4 years into the streak. It wasn't that. It was just, you know, is Brett Favre going to play or not? And boy, when he ran out of the tunnel during introductions. I've heard a lot of pretty loud roars at Lambeau Field when players come out of the tunnel. That one might have been second to none.
Obviously, it was a good game. What'd he do?
Well, he went out on that ankle. He threw 5 touchdown passes, only had a few more incompletions than touchdown passes. The game was completely on Brett's shoulders, and he delivered. He couldn't do anything wrong.
Here's Favre on first down to throw it. Favre with an out pattern out there to Robert Brooks. It hung up. He got away. He's going to score, folks. And he goes in, and we have come right back.
And the Bears were hanging with them. A Hail Mary pass at the end of the first half by Chicago for a touchdown ties the game. The Bears actually take the lead in the third quarter. Brett has to come back with 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Here's Favre, straight back. Now he wants to roll to the right. He's coming back with the screen to the left, Edgar Bennett. Bennett is down to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! And the Packers have had a 5th touchdown pass thrown by Brett Favre.
What was it like sitting in the stands? Now, you know, you're in the press box now. Give me some perspective.
Yeah, well, in the stands, I tell you, the fans were just into the game right from the beginning because it was such a back and forth affair. The Bears actually came down after the Packers had the lead in the fourth quarter, got all the way to the 20-yard line in the final moments, had a shot at the end zone to send it to overtime. Everybody was just on their feet, you know, at the end of the game, just wondering how this was going to turn out.
Kramer straight back in the pocket. Kramer looking. Kramer throwing in the middle.
Over.
Incomplete. And the Packers have beaten the Bears, and we are tied for the Central Division lead.
I don't know if people realized at the time they were necessarily witnessing such a classic game, but it sure has gone down in history.
Well, that's number three. Tomorrow we feature number two in Brett Favre's top five games.